Welcome to the world of Zarathustra's Gathas. The word Gatha means divine song or hymn. The Gathas are written in the most ancient form of Avestan language, which is quite similar to the Rigvedic Sanskrit. The importance of the Gathas cannot be overemphasized. First of all, it is the oldest religious literature known to mankind, except perhaps for the earliest verses of the Rigveda that were written before the Aryans reached India. But its main claim to glory does not rest upon its age or ancientness, but on its content. Although the Gathas are 3,000 to 4,000 years old, its message is so contemporary and timeless. It is as relevant to our own times as to Zarathustra's own. First time in the history of mankind, Zarathustra not only perceived the universe as being governed by a supreme force called Ahura Mazda, but also recognized the divinity in both men and women, and fervently preached in his Gothic medium that God needs man's willing cooperation as much as man needs God's grace for bringing about the kingdom of God on this earth. The goal of man is to serve man and be godlike in every way. By making the right choice at every turn and by aligning ourselves with God, we can become godlike ourselves. On one hand, the Gothic philosophy was echoed later by the Vedanta philosophy in India. On the other hand, it stands so very close to the Judeo-Christian traditions as well. The essential Gothic message closely resembles the Judeo-Christian beliefs, such as the importance of individual choice, dignity of man, equality of man and woman, individual judgment, constant struggle between good and evil within each soul, importance of ethics, life after death, retribution for man's deeds, final restoration and renovation, leading to complete eradication of all evil in this world, and the establishment of God's kingdom on this earth. Thus the Gathas are an important religious treasure, not only for the Zoroastrians, but also for all mankind. The ideas contained in the Gathas did for the progress of the religious thought and philosophy what the invention of the wheel did for the progress of human civilization. Fortunately, the Gathas are preserved verbatim, that is, word by word, up to our times, because the Zoroastrian priests scrupulously memorized them generation after generation, because the art of writing was not yet discovered by them when the Gathas were composed by Zarathustra. Unfortunately, however, the exact meaning of the Gothic dialect is long lost to us because it is such an ancient language. Scholars have tried to discover its grammatical composition and meaning from their knowledge of the Rigvedic Sanskrit. While I intend to provide the translation of Gathic paragraphs in the future, at present, I am responding to the constant requests by ardent admirers of the Gathas for reciting them on cassette tapes for their daily guidance and devotion. I have, over the years, come to recite the Gathas in a devotional way, especially after coming to know its meaning and after reciting them not for any ritualistic purposes, but for my own devotional and religious needs. This is especially apparent in my rendition of Yasna chapter 50, which is one of the most inspiring hymns ever written in the praise of the Almighty in any human literature. It is my ardent hope and prayer that those who listen to this recitation will be strongly inspired by it, even though they may not be able to follow its meaning. In that hope, I would like to begin my recitation by saying that these tapes are protected by the patent rights to avoid any commercial usage. And if anyone wants more copies of these hymns, efforts will be made to provide them at reasonable price. I may also add that the Gathas are not supposed to be prayed in a prosaic manner, but the Avestan scriptures advise us to sing them forth in a loud manner. It was generally believed by the scholars that the Gathas were written in Anushtrub and Tushtrub meters, but nowadays Zoroastrians are not aware of these or any other meters, just as they are not aware of the meaning of the Gathas. While I memorized the Gathas at least 43 years ago, and I have been praying them since, any faults in my rendering are my own, and I take full responsibility for the same.